Yes, good morning to you, and God bless you today as you called into the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be with you this week, and we'll share in God's Word together. I just wanted to give you a welcome this morning, and I trust that God is doing a work in your life and teaching you and showing you things from His Word. I encourage you, if you have a Bible, to study God's Word and see what God is saying to us in His precious Word that He's given us. And today, I would like to just go over some things we have recently been looking at, the teachings of Jesus in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And I would like to just share some things starting in Matthew chapter 5. And Lord willing, we'll be looking at several verses here. But I'd just like to read it to you, and I'd like you to be thinking of something here. This is a very familiar passage, and I want you to ask the question, as I'm reading through here, Jesus is going to be giving some specifics here, and I want you to be asking the question, who is He talking to? Who is Jesus addressing here? Okay, and it's not a very hard thing to figure out, but I'd just like you to see that because it's going to kind of tie in as we take a look a little bit later on in a few verses down. But this is what many people would call the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount. This is in Matthew chapter 5. And I'll just read down through there. And again, I'd like you to just be thinking about, who is it that Jesus is speaking to? Who is this applying to? And I'll begin in verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, He went up into a mountain, and when He was set, the disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, verse 3, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that do mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And that's the first 12 verses, Matthew chapter 5. I know that these are verses that are very familiar. Many people, even people that are not church people, people that would be considered those that are seeking after the Lord, would be able to tell you a few of these. They're pretty common teaching, and a lot of people know about them. But it's sometimes we can become so familiar with Scripture that we can lose out some of the meaning. But I'd like you to think about this. Blessed are the poor. Here's the first one that Jesus began with. He said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As we're going through this, I want you to kind of try to recognize here, Jesus is promoting the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. He is coming forth here to represent a kingdom. It is the kingdom that He is Lord over, and that God the Father is the one who rules and reigns here in this kingdom. And it is quite different from the kingdoms of this earth. And many people, when they would hear the teachings here and the principles that God has in His kingdom versus the kingdom here on earth, it would seem kind of silly to man. And if you think about the life of Christ, you think about all the different things that He came and that He did and how He did it, it'd be easy to think from a human perspective, looking through the eyes of flesh, that, you know, this is a strange kingdom. This is not like what we expect. And some of the things that you might think about is, how about a king? When the king was born into this world, the King of Kings, Jesus himself, when he was born in a manger and out there with the cattle. There was no place for him in the inn. There was no place for his parents there. And so here comes the king, the one who is the King of Kings, the Bible tells us. And he comes and he's born in a lowly stable, in a manger. And, you know, that just doesn't seem like the kingdoms that we know here on this earth. A king we would think of as having a great castle or a palace or something. Well, here comes God in the flesh, and he's born out in a barn, basically. And it doesn't seem like it's fitting for a king. But this is the way God chose to bring his son into the world. Jesus came, and he brought a new concept to people. That you remember now that the Jewish people, they were under heavy oppression by the Romans. The Romans were the ones that they were paying tribute to. They were pretty much telling them what they could and couldn't do. And so the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, was very, very much looking forward to their Messiah coming. But in their minds, they thought their Messiah was going to set them free from the Romans that were oppressing them so hard. And that's the natural thing. If your king comes and he's in power and might, you would naturally think, well, yes, he will come and set us free from these that are making us captives. And so the people were looking for this king that was going to come with a rod of iron, and he was going to come and rule, and that he would destroy his enemies and crush his enemies. And that will happen someday. But Jesus, here he comes in this lowly form. He comes in such a way that many missed the great advent that took place when God became a man. People didn't recognize it because he didn't do things the way they thought it should be. He didn't set up the kingdom here the way people would have thought it should have been done. And so here Jesus is giving some teaching. He's saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do you see? The kingdom of heaven is quite different than the kingdoms here on this earth. The second one, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, most people wouldn't think that your leader or people of a great kingdom should be meek. Meek is kind of a gentle attitude. And it's to me, it seems like meek would mean when you have the power to do something, but you don't. You choose not to. Here, Jesus is saying, the meek are going to inherit the earth. They're the ones that are, they're not going to be out there forcing and just really confronting with force. It's a meekness. And Jesus was meek. The Bible tells us that there are meek men that we see about in the Bible. And Moses was a very, very meek man, says so in the Scriptures. But Moses was not a weak man. He was very powerful, very influential, but he was meek, as we're told in the Bible. Verse 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing, and all of this scripture is good. I just am particularly blessed with this. It says here that if we are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, we shall be filled. Now, I want to encourage you, and I like to encourage myself, I need to be hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And God says we'll be filled. Verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Again, this kind of goes contrary to what the way man thinks. A merciful is going to be receiving mercy. And again, as far as a king coming and reigning and taking care of all the enemies around, we don't often think about a merciful king, but one that goes out and just makes everything right and does things even to a harsh degree. to get rid of the enemies. But here Jesus is saying, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now I know that it's your desire to see God. It's my desire as well. We want to see God. Here he's telling us the pure in heart, these are the ones that are going to see God. And I believe that means maybe a couple of things. Yes, we'll see God in the future. But I believe also it means that we'll see God even today as he's doing works around us and as he's showing himself to his people. We're going to see God if we're pure in heart. And God can do that in our hearts. Yes, I do believe, as I said, that it's going to be that we'll see God in the future, we'll face to face. But I also believe that it will even change our lives here today. We're going to see the hand of God. We're going to see God and his works and his mighty hand doing works in our lives and around us in others that are pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Again, I know we all have that desire to be called a child of God. That's something that you must be interested in because you are calling in and you're seeking and you're finding, you're wanting to hear things about Almighty God and His Son and His Word. And so we want to be children of God. And it says here that the peacemakers, they're going to be called the children of God. Verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Another good promise. Being persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And I don't know about you, but that my flesh just doesn't like persecution. I'm sure it's the same with all of us. It might be kind of fun every now and then to feel like you're being persecuted for the Lord because you're walking with Him and people are agitated by that. But when this comes down to real persecution, when our lives are in danger, when our families are in danger, when there's things that come to us that are out of our control, and we're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, he tells us we can rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And that's about all the time I have this morning. But I'd like to maybe, Lord willing, we'll take a look at some more of this tomorrow morning and review this and then go into the next couple of verses here, and just talk about some things. And like I said, as we're going through this, think about who it is that Jesus is talking to and what it means. And let's take a look at that, and maybe tomorrow we can see a little bit further into this. But I'd like you to meditate on these things, and hopefully your heart will be stirred to want to be in this group here that is being addressed here, the Beatitudes. So I guess I'll sign off for now, but Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow, and we'll continue on Matthew chapter 5. If you get a chance, read through that. I know you'll be blessed. Well, may the Lord bless your day today. Keep looking to Him. God bless you.